Welcome to the St. John Alive podcast. I'm your host, MLA, and we're excited to be continuing our Lenten podcast series today on finding inner peace. And we are privileged to be joined by this amazing crew of school staff. We have with us in the studio Mr. Andrew Schmidt, our principal, Mrs. Ashley Bragg, who is our first grade teacher extraordinaire, and our assistant principal, Matt Marion, down here.
So happy to be here.
Thank you guys for joining us. Before we dive in, why don't you guys go ahead and take a few minutes here to just introduce yourself and tell us what your favorite part about being a part of the St. John community is.
Well, this is my sixth year as principal of the school. Been a parishioner of St. John since 2005. But what's great right now is to be a part of the parish community, the school community, and really involved, obviously, because I'm the principal, but also with a young family. We have an eighth grader and a second grader. This parish is just amazing, wonderful opportunities. But the thing that I'm really happy for right now is just this. The life that is coming from things like what you're doing, Alan, this podcast, and some of the initiatives that Father Robert is setting forth for the parish. So it's kind of an exciting time of the last how many years I've been a parishioner, 21 years. This has been, this last couple of months is just really re-energizing my faith and the commitment to this community. So
that's awesome. It's true. We are rocking and rolling right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's a good work.
So. Absolutely.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right. As Alan said, I am Ashley Bragg. I am first grade teacher here at St. John. I have been here. This is my third year teaching at St. John, although I come from a long background of Catholic education. For me, I think the most exciting part of being a part of St. John right now is just really seeing the Holy Spirit working in so many providential ways. I feel it in the school. I see it within the students, the parish and school working together and growing in that area. There's a lot of exciting things going on with that. I feel it in the culture. And as Andrew said, it's just a really exciting thing to be a part of, seeing a lot of the spiritual growth that's happening among the community here.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thanks.
And as Alan said, my name is Matt Marion, vice principal here at St. John. 14 years in Catholic education, and the best part about my job, and actually a lot of times I tell the kids I don't go to work, I come to fun, because that's truly the blessing of working in a Catholic school is walking in hand with my child each and every day. No one really gets that opportunity unless you are a Catholic educator or a teacher and you're in the same district as your child. But we definitely have a different feel to what our day is like. And seeing just the faith growth, formation, academic growth, social, emotional development of my child is a reward in itself, and appreciate being a part of St. John. It's an added blessing to my life, as that's kind of how I landed in this place to begin with. That's another podcast, though, Alan.
Sounds good. All right, I'll note it. Excellent. Well, I'm actually really excited because, as you guys can tell, we have a wealth of experience in both Catholic education and faith formation sitting at the table today. So I was really excited to dive into this topic of finding inner peace from kind of a leadership perspective, and also talking about how it plays into things like work-life balance and the professional environment. So if we jump in and start looking at this idea of stress and responsibility and those things making it difficult to maintain inner peace, I wanted to take a look at Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, that says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So my question to you all is, what parts of your job do you find the most challenging in terms of finding inner peace, and how do you kind of lean into the grace of Christ to find peace in those moments?
Not that we have to go in order, but I'll start.
Come on, you're all Catholic educators. Go in order. Start.
No, I don't like to come here and say, "Oh, my job's the worst because I'm the principal. My job's the most. It's the worst because it's stressful." Well, all of the things that we're called to do, whether principal, teacher, an accountant, a lawyer, stay-at-home parent. There's a level of stress in everything. But in terms of my current role, the day-to-day, like every day I have a to-do list and I make it the night before or the afternoon before or the Friday before. And I have my to-do list, and it's usually a list that things that I have to get. You know, there's expectations, there's maybe some deadlines I have to hit, and it's often that I'm writing that same list that evening because I didn't get to it because there's stuff that pop up, walking around the school, taking care of things, and phone calls, meetings, what have you. But
mopping floors, taking out garbage.
Whatever has to be done, we jump in, we do it, right? And you know, but the thing that is keeping me grounded last couple of years is I keep a rosary in my pocket, or I keep this cross in my pocket, and I walk around. When I walk, I tend to put my hands in my pocket. So there's my reminder of even if it is getting stressful, then I need to take time to pray. And because we are at a Catholic school, the church is nearby. I will oftentimes during the week, outside of the times we have for Mass and whatever, I'll go over and pray just to help calm me down and to center me, to focus me. So that's kind of how I handle it. And my wife Amy would say, well, you need to do that constantly through the day, through even in with the family and stuff. And she's right. So that's why having the cross and having the rosary in my pocket is, no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm at school or I'm you know, at home or coaching softball or whatever, I always have one of these reminders. So
that's awesome. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah. So I'll go next. To answer your question about what most challenges my inner peace. For me, I am, to a fault, extremely type A. I'm very organized. I'm a list person as well. Even my lesson plans, it's you check the box, you cross it off with the marker every day. And I run even in my classroom. You know, we have our routine. We have our structure. We thrive on that. And when those day-to-day things come up, and not all negative things, many mm-hmm. of them are awesome additions to the day-to-day, but then you start to feel like you're being pulled in several different directions, and I keep, again, going back to that, but I didn't cross this, and then there's the arrows, and I start to feel it all out of my control. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, like Andrew said, having that something to ground you back, to bring you back to, I don't have to always be in control. And I know we have other, you know, points on here that we're going to get to, but to kind of go with him talking about the cross and the rosary, that is something that I also have really taken to heart, both in my home and in my classroom. Looking back, you know, throughout the Bible and how many times God said, you know, I don't want you to mingle with non-believers. I don't want you to intermarry. I want, because you will forget. And so we are human. We're broken by nature, and we need those reminders. And so not only having just, you know, my miraculous medal and my cross to be my reminders, similarly to like the Jewish culture has the mezuzah on the, you know, entrance to their homes, where every time they walk in and every time they walk out, they see it, and it's a reminder. This is who you are and whose you are. And so I've made it my goal when you come into my classroom, no matter where you situate yourself, whether you're sitting down, standing up, walking around, wherever your eyes fall, there is some type of reminder. And it's just not only for me, but for those students as well. You know, whether it's a Bible quote or scripture quote or a crucifix or a, you know, religious icon or statue, something in those moments of being pulled all over, I always have that to fall on, to see and to be reminded. I know whose I am, I know who I belong to, and I don't have to do it all.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. Thanks, Ashley.
Now, round it out with significant challenges to my inner peace. I think there's one, and it's one that we can't control, and it's time. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I do love about the ebbs and flows of the day is, you know, when you put down your list and you say, okay, great, I'm going to get to this. And if you don't, you have to be okay with that, right? It's okay because something else called you, didn't pull you. And I don't mean that you didn't say it right, Ashley, but but it called you. I like to kind of use that term, right? Sure. And so you can blink and it's the end of the day and you go, oh man, I didn't accomplish my list. But during your day, you add to that list. And so you still were accomplished for that day. It just wasn't what maybe you had intended to do. And so I think that's really the biggest thing for me that kind of is the challenge for peace, because we have to be flexible. I mean, there's days where I've written down, this is what I'm going to do, or we have a quick meeting in the morning and then half the day I might be subbing for somebody,
right?
Or a full day. And then you say that whole day is scratched, but what did I gain on top of that is kind of how you've got to approach that.
That's a good point.
And that's what I look at, which I don't let a lot of things stress me out. I don't let having a big to-do list, because my to-do list at home is kind of the same. It's big. There's always additions, but as long as I keep chipping away at it, I'm making progress, even if I add three things for the one that I cross off.
Sure. Absolutely. So how does that idea of your own inner peace and whether or not you're able to kind of manage that and maintain that, and based on where you're at, how does that impact the school environment? Just because you all are in a different role. You know, Matt, you mentioned sometimes you're in the classroom, sometimes you're not. Ashley, you're in the classroom full time. How does that inner peace impact the environment you find yourself in?
So I can jump on that one. I definitely think that it is so important that we take time to maintain that peace and that disposition. I've had moments, you know, in my classroom where I start to see, like, why are they acting this way or responding this way? And then I take a step back and I realize, but how am I acting and responding to them? And sometimes they're merely feeding off of where I'm at. And when I'm feeling stressed, they're feeling that stress as well. And so I think that's when it's important that we find those ways to deal with and handle that. And it's no surprise to my students if right in the middle of a stressful moment, we stop and we say, you know what, we need to call on the Holy Spirit right now, because whatever's jiving in this room is not great. And we will stop and we will do that. And I know I've made it common practice for myself. I started this years ago, and I've told Andrew before, it's just something that I do, and I swear it makes a difference, and I think everyone should. And it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. But every single morning, without fail, first thing I do when I walk in, unlock that door, I pray over my classroom. I invite the Holy Spirit in, come in, be in this space, you know, be with us throughout the day. Everyone that comes in this room, fill them with that, you know, Holy Spirit. And then my next thing, after I've come in the room and prayed over that space, I always go over and sit down at my desk, turn on my computer, and as it's slowly loading up for me, I sit down and I just look up and I say, okay, Lord, what are you going to do with me today? What are we getting done? And often there are things that are revealed to me in that moment of whatever this plan I had isn't the plan for today. Often there will be a specific student or a specific situation that will fall on my heart in that moment, and I realize that's how God's going to use me today. And I allow that time, just that quick moment, and sometimes it's quick, but to kind of guide the rest of my day, knowing that no matter what, if I get to everything on that list or not, I'm going to allow God to work through me. You know, steal my show, Lord, take me and use me how they need me today. And that has made a tremendous difference in my classroom.
That's really awesome. I love how you dropped a subtle hint to the administration about the speed of your computer, but then highlighted how it actually has a spiritual benefit.
Well, that's good. Right. But that's why we...
It allows me that time.
But that's why we keep the slow computers. Right. Yes.
Allows. I was just going to say, you prayer. Add that to your list, and you just take it right off right then.
There you go.
Right. There you go.
Right.
It allows you time to contemplate what the Lord's going to do with you today. There we go. Sweet.
I want to add to your question, which I do kind of forget at the moment because I didn't write it down, but some of the things I was thinking about while you were asking the question and when Ashley was responding is, you know, I would like people to think that I have this inner peace and that I have it all together, but I think people know me, my staff knows, my family, of course, that when the going gets tough, sometimes I get frazzled in just trying to make a decision or pivot or do something, and then it's in that chaos sometimes, then that's where God somehow can, I know, not somehow, I mean, it's God, the Holy Spirit just like, stop. And then I, because in those moments, I sometimes get frazzled. I sometimes, unfortunately, I get short with people. But then God's like, dude, what are you doing? And so then I have that moment of, I reflect, I pause, I pray. I might have to ask for forgiveness. But I think still in that, there's that continual call and you know, I'm not perfect, and anyone that's watching this is like, that guy, he's said this before. I'm fallen, and thankfully we have the grace, and we have these opportunities, and we have our great writers of the church, and like this Father Jacques Philippe. I mean, this book, reading this book, Searching for and Maintaining Peace, and what this podcast is about is like, it all comes together at the right time, because I knew in this year alone, it's like God is continually sending me this message, and I know he's sending others this message, obviously, so it's all part of the learning process, but the growth. So anyway, that's,
yeah, 100%.
But I think too, to feed off of that, I think it's important that we recognize that we are not perfect, and we, you know, it even says in here, we don't necessarily want to be perfect, because the less perfect we are, the greater that reliance on him.
That's true.
And in those moments where we do recognize that we're fallen, you ask for forgiveness, you pick yourself up, and you allow him to work in you. So I think even perfection necessarily shouldn't be what we're striving for,
right,
but to strive for that constant reliance on him.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
No. Well, I think that's where the environment of a Catholic school changes everything, right? The team doesn't just see the person, they see God in the person,
yeah,
right? So everything that you're doing is through divine intervention and hands, you know? And so when you're seeking for help, right, and you're reaching out to a colleague, a teacher, another administrator, whoever, like, you know that they're not only helping you, they're probably praying for you as well.
Yeah.
They're lifting you up. They might be reaching out to others on your behalf too. And so there's a number of things behind that I think help to cultivate that inner peace and trust.
And if you remember, 2 years ago, was a year, I can't even remember anymore, we brought in Sherry Wolfert to lead the retreat, who was a longtime Catholic educator in the Diocese of Lansing. But in her retreat, she led us to getting to the part of our relationship or getting to the point of our relationship where we can stop and we can say, hey, how can I pray for you if you're in a struggle or whatever? And so in the school, at least once a month, maybe twice a month at our faculty meetings, we stop and we pray for one another in this way. And it's not just like rote prayers, or it's, hey, what do you need prayers for? I need prayers for, I'm struggling with this. There's someone in my family is dealing with this. And so you lay it all on the table, and then the other person prays for those things. And it's just a short prayer. It's not meant to be some long, profound, drawn-out thing. It could be a two-minute prayer, but in that moment, the Spirit works, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, it has. There have been moments, even just walking down the hallway, and you know, I'll see another teacher, or they'll see me, and you know, you see that visible upset, and just, hey, let's stop a minute. What's going on? And you stop, and you know, take that 2 minutes to pray. There have been a few times where I've been in prayer with another teacher, and students walk by, and they see that, and yeah, then we see that in them as well. You know, in the classroom, even when students are having a hard time, and I can, you know, call over a friend, hey, you know what, they're having a hard time, why don't we talk to each other and pray together about that, and just teach them that that is such a powerful tool that we have. And I love that in a Catholic environment, we can encourage that with them. You know, it's our secret weapon that needs to be told, you know, this is the most powerful thing that you can do. And sometimes, you know, when someone is having that moment, the best thing we can do for them is prayer. So that has been an awesome initiative that we've started.
And a lot of times that's the only thing you can do for them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, right. Appreciate that vulnerability, right? And it's oftentimes when you're talking with someone, you feel like, oh man, am I sharing too much? And the other person's thinking like, tell me more. Like, I want to take this from you and help you with it.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Awesome. Well, we're going to keep today's episode brief because we got to get these guys back over to run the school. So I want to thank you all for taking some time to come down here and join in to this conversation. I look forward to next week's conversation for sure.
Awesome.
Is there any other thoughts, questions, comments, or concerns before we go? Excellent. Class dismissed. We'll catch you in the next one.
All right.
Thank you.